Seattle may be one of the nation's most progressive cities, but if you're an artist of color, it's still hard to get a job. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has the story of an actor who's tackling that challenge head on.
Sarah Porcalob didn't have a lot of money when she was a kid, but her Filipino, Chinese, Hawaiian family did have a lot of love for the little girl who lived to entertain them.
Being the only baby in the house, I was given a lot of attention and affirmation whenever I did anything performative.
After high school, Porcalob got a scholarship to Seattle's Cornish College of the Arts. Her mother worried that a theater career might be out of reach for a poor woman of color, but she didn't try to stifle her daughter's ambitions.
And only once did she ever, like, kind of pull me aside when I was 16. It's like, maybe you should think about being a pharmacist. And I was like, what? She goes, well, because you could make really good money, and then you could still act if you wanted to.
Porcalob did not take her mother's advice. But once she got to Cornish, she discovered that roles for Asian Americans were scarce. So she set out to develop her own one-woman show, Dragon Lady.
Lily Mae, why are you crying? So it's a story of my grandmother and her past in the Philippines as a gangster and nightclub singer.
Why are you telling everybody my business, Nako? I don't know them. It didn't happen that way. I mean, yeah. Yeah, it happened that way. I did kill those men. But why do you have to tell everybody?
Dragon Lady's success has attracted job offers from other theater companies. Porcalob can pick and choose now, but she sees a bigger role for herself outside theater.
I want to learn more about the intersection of class, gender, and race in all areas of life, because it matters to me as a person.
Armed with that knowledge, Sarah Porcalob hopes to ease the journey for the young women of color who want to follow in her footsteps. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.